Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer service. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take three deep breaths in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing breath of Spirit. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Bring your attention down into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul. Let your focus just rest. Now inhale. Hold. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be conscious that for the next 9 or so minutes, that we are consciously choosing to commune with the ground of being, the source of all that is God in us as us. Inhale. Gently, slowly release. This morning I'm sharing with you Psalm 28 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Heart of my heart, I call to you. You hear my cry and support me. Should you remain silent in me, I walk as in a desert waste. You heed the voice of my humble request. When I call your holy name, when I lift my hand, O Holy One, to acknowledge your power and glory, protect me from those who love you not, those who delight in their own law, whose words become meaningless by the deeds of their hearts. In your justice, they will reap a harvest of loneliness. In your mercy, they will receive a reward worthy of their acts. For they who remain separated from your love, O beloved, will miss the joy of your blessed grace, the peace of your companion presence. Blessed are you, heart of my heart, for you heed the cry of my spirit. You are my strength and my protection. Into your hands I commend my soul. My heart leaps as you come to my aid, and my lament becomes a song of exultation, a shout of praise to you, O my comforter. Remember well, O my friends, the spirit of truth becomes known to all who are receptive to love, giving strength and shelter. Mercy and justice are our birthright. Let us call on the giver of life to guide our feet into the way of peace and to live in our hearts forever. Blessed be the name of the Most High. divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. Thou who art our companion presence, who is ever with us. The psalmist said, if I dwell in the utmost heights of the mountain, there you are. And even if I dwell in the utmost depths of the oceans, there you are. We know that there is nothing that can separate us from your love, from your presence, from your spirit. We live, move, and have your being, our being, in your divine omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence. So in this moment, as we consciously come into communion with you, giving thanks for your grace, giving thanks for your blessings, giving thanks for your ever-guiding wisdom in our lives. Right here, right now. We know that no matter what we're going through, we are not alone. That your presence is ever with us, guiding us, illuminating us, and ever blessing us. As we know this truth for ourselves, let us know this truth for all people. For all people are an expression of your life. All people, regardless of their race, color, gender orientation, political persuasion, are an expression of you. So let us come into this awareness, seeking to be the expressions of love that you created us to be, to hold compassion and kindness in our hearts and extend it to all who we meet. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. There is so much happening across our world at this time. But I know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than I can ask or think. So I surrender each need, each condition, for every single expression of your life. The winged, the hoofed, the finned, the two-legged, the four-legged. I surrender to you at this time our planet and all that is happening with fires and floods and droughts. I surrender to you all the political regimes that are so-called governing this world. I ask for a cleansing and a purifying of their hearts, that integrity and wisdom may rule as opposed to greed and corruption. I pray for all those at this time who are in need of a healing, be it physical, mental, emotional, financial, spiritual. You who are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think, I know that our needs are met in perfect and timely ways. So I surrender all my personal worries and concerns and ask that all those that are hearing this prayer surrender theirs as well. That we trust in your ever-guiding presence. That we open our hearts to the remembrance of who we are and whose we are. That we allow the words that our teacher said will abide forever to inspire, to uplift, to empower, to enlighten and enliven us. Divine beloved, ground of being, thou who art the infinite intelligence that is everywhere, let us remember that we are your hands and feet and allow our hearts and minds to stay open to whatever you will purpose for us to do. For anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our morning's prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating
brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am
the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in as you allow that prayer to resonate within you. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed, happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.